The barracks where soldiers had hunkered down withstood winds of about 90 miles per hour. The building lost power and phone service yesterday morning, but cell phones worked well enough for the Guards' state headquarters in Madison to check in with Camp Shelby troops almost hourly. By 4 in the afternoon, the storm had subsided. Some of the soldiers were reported to be appreciating a little downtime after long days of training since they arrived at the Southern Mississippi Mobilization Center earlier this month. Guard spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan says once the storm has finally passed, the training will resume for the troops who will be deployed to Southwest Asia in or around Iraq or Afghanistan. He says because they're on a federal mission to support the war effort, it's not clear yet whether Wisconsin soldiers will be called on to help victims of the storm in any cleanup or rescue operations.
They would need to be directed by the President of the United States, not by one of the governors, in order to help out, and it's really quite too early to tell whether their services might be needed.
Both the Louisiana and Mississippi National Guard have been activated to deal with the storm's aftermath. The Wisconsin troops were expecting an all-clear to be issued at Camp Shelby at first light this morning. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.